Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jaco, and here we are with LifeWave Living Younger. All right. So, a lot of people want to live younger, want to live a more fulfilling life, and that's what we get with LifeWave. And we also get, amazing testimonials from people, like we're going to have tonight. So, we're looking forward to that. Always look forward to, this time frame where we get to hear from many of you. You get to share your experiences, real life testimonials for revolutionary patches. So I call it basically a med bed on your arm or your belly or on your C7 where I put, the X39 every day. So lots of places to put these to basically activate them. It doesn't matter really where you put them, they're still going to go and do what they need to do. So we're going to talk about a little bit of that, and Dr. Annabelle is going to share with us. Dr. Annabelle.
Oh, hello, Michael. Hello, everyone. Can you
Hello.
hear me? Yeah, fantastic. Well, I am happy to be here. And yes, exactly to your point, Michael. No matter where we put it, we're going to feel the power of the patch. And so, hello and welcome, everyone. This is our LifeWave Miracle Monday with Michael Jaco. And this is our family call. This is where we all reunite and get together to talk about the amazing quality of life that these patches are giving to all of us. And so we share our experiences, we share our miracles back with science, and we share the happiness, which is always a wonderful thing. I'm Dr. Annabelle, a physician in New York. And although I am a doctor, I am not your doctor. And the brand partners and LifeWave does not claim to diagnose, treat, or cure. But LifeWave technology is a holistic approach to wellness. It's something that many people are starving for in today's day and age. And we are here to offer that because we have the holy grail of anti-aging and regeneration. And so this is something that those of us who have been asking for and praying for have found it. And when you pair the LifeWave patches with a healthy lifestyle and healthy eating, you are more happier for it because you really do reap those benefits. And so other pharmaceuticals may not offer and address the problems that we in LifeWave can, or don't address it to the root of the problem. We don't have to have a name of an itis in order to use the patches. You don't even have to have an itis in order to benefit from the patches. So young, healthy, young and old, all of us can benefit. So during this call, we'll talk about several of the LifeWave technologies because they are all our favorites. But we love to highlight the X39 because it is the creme de la creme, the patch of all patches. And like all of us have to use it so much, and we reap those benefits that we love to talk about it. So, what is the X39, or what are all these other LifeWave technologies? They are a wearable light technology in the form of a patch. How easy is that? You can't get any easier. You don't have to drink a pill. You just put on a patch on your body. And so, because we are light beings, because we are living, we all emit light. Our form of light is called infrared, also known as body heat. And the way the patches work is there's a crystal center in the patch. And when the patch is in contact with our body heat, it will activate the patch. The patch will take up our body heat or our light and reflect it back to us in a specific wavelength or frequency. And what was discovered is specific frequencies induce a specific effect in our body, also known as photobiomodulation. I love that word. I said it several times today and absolutely love that word. And so it's light inducing a change in our bodies for the better. And so this wavelength was found out to increase a protein called GHK copper peptide. And what was discovered by a scientist called Dr. Lauren Picard is that this GHK copper peptide induces your cells to a younger, healthier state. It rewrites, it rehelps, it regenerates, it repairs. And so this GHK copper peptide is a phenomenal protein to look up. And there's a really nice summary on a website called copperpeptidebreakthrough.com. And go ahead and take a read, get familiar with what this peptide does, because this is what the patches increase in our own body. And our favorite thing to say about what this GHK does, it makes our master cells, those cells that repair us, come back to a healthier state. And so over time, the patches do what they're gonna do, and we are better for it and we're happier for it. And some of the things we can highlight tonight, and we may, including myself, is reduced pain, reduced inflammation, better sleep, better exercise performance, and better skin appearance. Now, these patches are a patented technology created by David Schmidt, an absolute brilliant scientist. They're non-transdermal, which means nothing is going into your body. They are just introducing your light back to you. And we wear the technology for 12 hours on. We remove the patch. We give our body a 12-hour break. And then after that 12-hour break, we put on a new patch because then our body is ready to respond to the signal again. If we overuse the patch, the body will learn to shut off that response to the signal and the efficacy will decrease. So give your body that rest it needs to regenerate. It is benefiting even though the patch is off your body physically. And we use them daily because when you use them daily, the results compound and continuous daily use, you will truly then begin to see the results. And as we are wearing our patches, the patches help our energy flow better. So in order to even help that further, we ask that you hydrate well so we can promote that flow of energy. I'm sorry, promote that flow of energy. And so you can see those benefits more. Be patient, patch on, you'll see the results. Eventually, you may feel the results on day one, but if you're not one of those lucky people, keep on patching. You will feel it eventually. One of the general recommendations is wear the patch for 1 month for every decade you've been alive to start. And so some housekeeping rules, use symptoms only. No diagnosis names. Tell us how you felt before, what patches you used, and how you feel now. And I am so happy again to always be here with you and listening to your stories and sharing as well. So thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Dr. Annabelle. So many of you might remember, if you haven't seen it, it's a great movie. It's basically the Karate Kid, and in that he basically teaches him how to fight without him really knowing how to fight. So he's like, "I'm gonna have you wax my car, and I want you to wax on like this and wax off like this." And so it's like the patches. Patch on, patch off, patch on, patch off. Then eventually, like you, if you're a newbie here, you're seeing everybody. But if you've been here for a while, you're looking at everybody, and it's like everybody looks great and they look a lot younger. Like, what's going on? It's those patches. It's crazy. So yeah, a med bed and a little patch. So it's really happening. And we have that technology, and it's quite substantial. So like the copper peptides that Dr. Annabelle was talking about, stem cells are like activated. All kinds of neurons are activated. All kinds of stuff is happening in your body that's been turned off for a long time, and so it's being reactivated. So that's one of the things that we love about the patches. My lovely wife Tracy had a problem, little pain in her thumb, and she put the patches on and went from a 9 to a 1 like within seconds. So there's all kinds of things that you can benefit from these patches. Jen.
Okay, hi guys. And I just lost everything. I've got my hand raised for someone else, of course. And Terry, who's there, she didn't know how to do it. Just for everybody to know, if you're on a computer, you just go to the bottom to the reaction. It's got a heart and react, and you hit that, and it'll show you that you can raise your hand. But Terry, I raised it for you, and I see you're there. And I'm getting distracted by a few of our brothers and sisters here. So not you here, but I'm like going crazy. So Michael, I apologize for you. Okay. So and Annabelle, you had a story you wanted to share also. So Annabelle, and then please Terry. Okay, right there. Terry's right there. Okay.
All right, Annette, go ahead.
Oh.
Oh, I'm
Okay.
sorry.
I had my hand
Did
up
you
for
want,
Terry.
hi. No, I want to give Terry the chance if she's
Okay,
ready.
there.
Do you want me to give Terry go for it?
Terry, unmute.
Hi.
Okay.
I'm so impressed with you guys. I love being on the calls as an observer and just want to really appreciate you for inviting me. I do have a unique story. And I originally got started on the patches because, just for the reasons that the doctor said, to reverse my aging. I didn't know what was manifesting, but I liked the idea that it would get in front of whatever it was. And then I found out some serious things about 2 years in. I was fully subluxated. It was revealed in yoga, and I just kept getting in more and more pain. When I finally got an X-ray, they said, "You're like really close to surgery." So I'm a very firm believer that the body can heal itself, but I never lived in pain. So I didn't know what I was in for. And I never stopped using the patches. And what was interesting during this time, I did avoid surgery. I couldn't walk for about 3 months as I saw every possible practitioner to help me restructure my muscular skeletal system. And that's the first time I lived through pain that I could not describe. And I hate, am I allowed to say pharma? No pill at all, no over the counter at all. I'm not even sure why. I think I was in such a stupor, and I think I was so upset that no one knew what was going on and how to help me. And as it turned out, that my masseuse, who is still with me today, said, "What makes you unusual than any of my other clients who have deep pain is their pain is always in the same place. Yours is always changing." And I was too new to pain to understand it until I could look back and realize that it was moving one point of stagnation to another as I released it, as I worked with these practitioners that helped me. So I was on like, practitioner. And the other thing I want to say about LifeWave is the opportunity for the business. I shared it just naturally. I didn't really sell it. I'm not a science person. I'm more social proof, but I loved that the science was there. And I know you just can't buy your way into patents and studies and double blind and peer reviewed, but the fact that it was there validated it enough for me, and I trusted it. And I learned from the company, what to expect, right? And then I'm in a group where there was a lot of social proof, but I just didn't stop with the patches. And one of the reasons was for vanity, because I knew I was going through crisis after crisis after crisis. I'm 69. I thought this is going to make me look like 95 by the time I'm done with it. So it was literally more for vanity than it was for anything else. But I never, through this time, really managed the pain. I hardly ever bought IceWave. I didn't really understand how to use it. So that wasn't my go-to. And now when I see in my downline people buying IceWave, I realize they're managing the pain. They're not correcting it. I'm pretty much out of pain now. What happened is that I went through what I went through, and I knew the reason I was moving in the right direction, even though I was kind of crippled. I mean, in public, people would say, "Ma'am, can I help you?" And I thought, "No, my body will get the message. I kind of need to do this and know where my restrictions are." And friends said, "You need a cane, you need a wheelchair." I'm like, I'm really good. I have the time," which was another reason for sharing it, because I had this income that I could pay out of pocket every day practitioners, and it didn't break me. It really just helped me, and it also created a success story. So it was January, February, March, and it took about 3 months for me to stop shuffling and to be able to walk. And I earned a trip to Aruba. In Aruba, I thought, "Oh, I love hammocks. There's a hammock." And I went to sit on the hammock, and I missed and fell. And I didn't tell anyone because they would have taken me to the hospital. It would have had all this attention, but it was brutal. So, a re-damage is worse. So it's been a long journey. And the patches, although I've had a lot of different modalities and I've changed so many things in my life, I can honestly say that the patches got me through all of it. Like I had to work with a lot of practitioners that knew enough to be dangerous. So I had to self-navigate. And even nutritionally, the crisis robbed me of so many good nutritions that I was storing that I didn't know what I was missing. I just knew I was missing something. And so now I'm here, and it's been about 3 years, and I didn't do surgery. I'm not even close to surgery. I'm still working on my dream team, and I keep finding them. I'm like divinely led. Like as soon as I say I gotta get somebody to work on my neck, a person shows up. Gotta work on my pelvic just to make sure that this never happens again. I get the integrity of the musculoskeletal. Somebody opens up a new business and she's an expert. And so it's been really a godsend. I'm, grateful for LifeWave, and it's been a painful process, but I do know that in the natural healing choice, the layers of the onion, people don't even know because you have to get to the layers of the onion to get to the point that you're excavating. And the excavation is probably one of the most interesting, hopefully rewarding very soon. But I am hiking without my hips going out of place. And I did get on the pickleball court twice. Can't do the whole hour and I'm still restricted. Yoga is the most revealing of all. And I'm avoiding that for now. But to get that natural movement and hiking and pickleball is like a friggin' miracle.
That's awesome, Terry. Yeah, so good reason to stay on the patches. So you basically stayed on them. You've had great success, and thanks for sharing all your journey there. It's beautiful.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Lynette.
I thought it was going to follow someone else, but was it you? No. Anyway, hi, Michael. Thank you. I have a couple real quick shares. I met my daughter. She just had her fourth child, and I'm helping her with the baby. And anyway, before I left, I asked my doctor if he could please take off my cast because I broke it, my wrist, a month before. And I said, I can't pick that baby up with the cast. And so he let me come in, and he took off. He took off the cast, took an X-ray, and found that my bone from just 1 month ago was pretty much healed. So he let me weeks before it was supposed to actually come off, get it off, and I have like a temporary cast. But I just wanted to show you how fast, let's see, the patches really work. So anyway, I'm doing really, really well. You
Oh,
couldn't
wow.
even, I know, you couldn't even see where the bone was broken. The X-ray is like so clear, and he's looking for it, and he's going with his pen. And he's going, well, this was where the break was, and here is 1 month later. I'm 70, so anyway,
Wow.
that's my cool story. And the other one is when I got here Friday, I felt kind of nauseous the evening that evening, and I actually got sick a few times, and I started patching like crazy. I put a few, I used glutathione, and, or no, I would have already used that in the day. I put Eon on, and I put a couple Eons on. And in the morning, I was like 100% good. I did throw up 3 times, but it just moved me through it. I drank a lot of water, and I just want to say the patches really helped me because I reported for duty in the morning. And I actually made breakfast for everybody. And Aunt Madeline, my daughter, said, wow, you bounce back fast. So thanks be to God for these wonderful patches. That's my share. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Annette.
Thank you.
All right, Annette, I think we're coming to you now, so with the raised hand. So
Oh, I'll go back down.
Annette, maybe in the other Annette, there's two of you. It's
I
like
know,
Michael's
exactly.
calling on the woman with her hand raised. I'm
Exactly. I was
laughing.
like, okay. But
No,
Jen, I
no,
knew
no.
that.
You knew
I
that.
knew that. I was like, wait, there's two of us here. So it's like, okay, whichever. All right. So I get a couple of things. And thank you, by the way. So my husband's got sugar issues and has had that for a very long time. And then I'm going to say what? This is going back probably to November. He started having tremors before that. His right hand would just like start shaking. And his father had that before he passed. He had it for some time. I said, okay. So Russ, I said, why don't we just try the patches? I said, just put an X39 on, see what it does. It works great. If it doesn't, next, what's next, right? Because I knew it was going to work. So I felt comfortable with that. Well, don't you know, within 3 days, it was gone.
Wow.
And that was it, because it was getting to the point where he couldn't really grasp things, and it's his right hand, and he's right-handed, and so anyways, so he's been wearing the patches. He wasn't wearing it consistently, but now he is. And then secondly,
This has happened about a month ago. He started getting this cough he couldn't get rid of, and it wasn't like he was sick or anything. And he found out anyways he had, I don't know if I can say this, gallstones. I don't know if you can say that or not, but anyways. And so those have since been dissolved. I know it's like, what can you say? What can you not say? Those have since been dissolved because he took some Chinese herbals for that, but still a little bit of the cough persisted. So anyway, so it's last week I was like, well, so I said, why don't we just try patches? And I remember, I think it was Lynn who had said that when she had that oh man, all that stuff from her events that caused the cough and everything.
Fog, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. So I put the energy enhancers on his on the lung points with the glutathione, you know, right here. And we are on day three of that. And the cough is almost gone. It's not like it's 100%, but I mean he was just like kept and he couldn't get rid of it. And it's almost gone to the point where today he asked me for the patches instead of me asking him if he wants the patches. So I'm like, yeah. So those are the two shares. And then I've shared them with some other folks. I'm waiting to hear back from them because they were quite interested in them. And we'll see where that goes. But I thought I'd let you know.
Very good. So the lung acupuncture lung meridian points, where did you put them?
Well, I thought it was here
Yeah.
and here, right? Because that's where I put my energy enhancers when I go to work out,
Very
because that
good. Yeah.
really helps. That's where I put those, because the brown's
Okay.
on the left and the white, of course, is on the right. And then the glutathione I put right below the little curve.
Yeah,
I put it right below there.
Oh, right below that. Okay.
I think that was where it was suggested that it could go. Am I
That is a good
correct?
spot, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing, and it really has made, I mean, a considerable difference. So I'm hoping within the next couple of days, it's just going to be gone, like 100%. So we'll
Yeah,
see.
absolutely, very good. And I want to like just be specific about that because there's a lot of people that are having difficulty in LA with all the soot and probably chemicals that are there from the burn, and
Right.
so they could definitely they're having lung issues, so they could definitely benefit. So any of you guys that know, and they're unfortunately they're having trouble getting mail and deliveries in LA. So if you guys know anyone there that you can help them, that would be awesome. Just contact them and get them those patches because there's a real epidemic out there with the lung issues. So thanks for sharing that, Annette. And I hope
Right.
people other people get inspiration from that. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Thank you.
Dr. Annabelle.
Well, I love
Hello again. So I would love to share two testimonials, one for myself and one for my daughter. I think she's taking the seat for one of my favorite testimonials to share over my mother's. But needless to say, they're all my favorites. So for me, and it's funny you mentioned Tracy Joe's thumb. So last week, Thursday, I was at CrossFit and I was doing some hanging clean. So that's a lot of repetitive motions with the weights on a barbell. And so I must have been using my left hand more because I started to get some soreness of my thumb. And, you know, me being me, I always wear my patches consistently every day. And I just kind of like to wait it out and see what happens. Well, needless to say, it was hurting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so then last night, I said, you know what? Let me do something about this. So I wear my Elevitas at night. And so I decided to put my Elevita right there on the back, on the spot that hurt. Well, this morning, my pain is gone. So, after waiting 3 days to see if it went away on its own, that one night with the Elevita on the area, and poof, it's gone. So, I love it. I love that you don't have to have a name for it. You don't have to know what caused it, although I do know it was that repetitive motion, but you just put on a patch and poof, it is gone. And so very similar to what Annette was talking about with the coughs, my little one has a cough. And so mommy to the rescue with the patches. And so I put on same thing. I put the energy enhancers at her lung 1 points, and I put the glutathione in the middle of her chest at the clavicular notch. And slowly but surely, her cough too is dissipating, because one of the most horrible things you can have is this disgusting, annoying, persistent cough that wakes you up at night, that is constantly all day long. And especially when it's a child, and I refuse to use any of those over-the-counter cough remedies. I want to go natural. I'll do the honey. I'll do the Manuka honey even, over any of that crud that's on the shelves. And so she is benefiting from it. And then, so for those of you unfamiliar with, using patches on children, LifeWave doesn't make any recommendations because LifeWave never tested the patches on children. But because I'm a pediatrician, and because I'm a mom, and because I've seen how beautiful these patches work on so many, I wanted to use them on my daughter confidently, and I've been continuing to use them on her confidently without any issues. So of course, you can use them on children. Use your discretion, use your intuition, and monitor the child. We always say yes, it's preferable to have a verbal child so they can tell you what's going on. But most certainly, I've benefited from them. My daughter has benefited from them, and countless others that I've encountered benefited from them too. So I'm super happy and confident to use them.
Awesome. Thank you. That's beautiful. Lynn.
So I have two shares. Both of them were me from the past week. The first is another thumb story. So I'm anxious to talk to Tracy Jo about her thumb story. I'll have to give her a call. But my thumb story, with my running and weightlifting, it's been super cold in Missouri. I mean, not as cold as other places, but cold for here. And I think because that dried out my skin, I was lifting weights and got this big gash in my thumb. And I put a Band-Aid on it to stop the blood. And then I thought X39. So I ripped it off the back of my neck, stuck it on the thumb, and I had 3 hours left of my 12-hour on time. So I kept it on for the 3 hours, took it off for the night. When I woke up, Michael, totally healed. Nothing was there. Totally sealed. No scars, no problems, no anything. So amazing. Amazing. And then my second share, I woke up this morning with a really bad earache. So I grabbed my ice wave and put it on either side of the pain, and it made the pain go down to like a one or two, which was super manageable. And because it was another run day and a weightlifting day, I knew that when I ran, I was going to get my blood pressure up, which would probably make it worse. And sure enough, but I'm not going to miss a run for an earache. So I did my run, came back, tried to lift weights, couldn't do burpees or anything. I couldn't get low because the pain had just skyrocketed from my blood pressure being up from running. So Dr. Nicholas was on Connie's show probably 3 weeks ago, and he talked about stacking the X39s. So took the X39 off the back of my head, my neck, stuck it where it was hurting, and I had the rather two other patches ready to go. But within probably an hour, the pain was gone. But I was prepared to stack X39s. But yeah, so no pain.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. So yeah, overuse, happens when you work out a lot. And I found that the patches have really eliminated a lot of overuse problems. Like one of them was I had it, my knee was acting up a little bit. It was popping, and so I started hitting it with the patches, and it's good. And so today I went back to almost the max that I was doing for my knee and or for my legs, my quads and hamstrings, and it never felt I never had pain, but it was just popping. So I was like,
Right.
could lead to something else. So I was doing wallpapering carnosine and glutathione and Eon on it at night, and after a few days it was good. So, good job. I haven't
Yeah.
stacked yet. A lot of people have been talking about stacking. At some
Yes.
point, I'm gonna do the stacking and see how that works.
Yeah, it does work. It does work. And he said up to three. And he said wait like 5 minutes, put an X39 on, wait 5, 10 minutes, see what happens, then do the other one. But what I did was I waited about an hour just to save patches. And then by that time I didn't need two or three. So, but yeah, he said up to three, so I'm game.
Yeah, I got to do it. Because, and you know, and that's what I love about these shows is like, you can be, old school, having done this for years, but you still learn. Because there's, a lot of people having great results in different ways. So, yeah, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Roxanne.
Hi, Michael. Hi, everyone. I have my hand raised actually for Dennis, but also Michelle. So I'll have Dennis go first, please, and then Michelle. Oh, Dennis, you have to unmute.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. Yeah, Dennis in Michigan, and I'm 74. A friend of mine went to high school with, he had two heart attacks, both on the golf course. He's in Don Perdido Key golfing with my brother now. He had one about 6 years ago, the other one a couple years ago. And I saw him and told him about the patches, and he got signed up. He got 3 months worth, and he's been on them for 1 month. He started sleeping really well right away. He slept 6 hours straight. And I texted him the other day. He texted me back and I asked him how he's doing. He said he's feeling stronger and he's just feeling better. And he said his driver is 20 to 30 yards longer. And
Whoa.
he's had two heart attacks. And the second heart attack he had, they pronounced him gone right at the golf course there. He had it and they brought him back, and he's a miracle. And I got one for myself too. I've been doing this for about a month now. And I'm sleeping better, and I'm reading better. My mind seems clearer. I can read faster than I could before. And I'm just the well-being part of the marketing thing, the overall well-being seems to be there. I've got a degree in physiology. I was a pre-dental major at Michigan State, so I understand our physiology a little bit. So I just feel this really is working. And so I'm just excited about being part of this. And that's my shares. Thank you.
That's phenomenal, Cher. Thanks, Dennis. And next one, Roxanne.
It's Michelle next to you. She's right next to
Michelle.
you on my screen, but Michelle from California, Michelle Brunk.
I just wanted to let everyone know on the pickup with FedEx. It took Jen and I 3 weeks to get the order. We never knew where it was. We finally found it was sent to a facility on hold because no one's in their homes. So I called FedEx and found out that if you are having it shipped, rather than to the person's home or a hotel, you can go to a FedEx that has a whole package for pickup. There are certain ones, not all of them, but you could look at the FedEx that says printing, office and printing. Those are the ones that have the hold for a pickup. And it really helped us that we really figured it out because it was lost in some facility. So that was a big challenge that Jen and I really, really had. And as far as me driving, the some roads are blocked. They're not opening up areas. Just to get to the valley to a person, it could take an hour and a half going around the town. It's really tough. You don't realize until you're in it that wherever you turn, there's another dilemma that you would have normally thought, oh, that's not a big deal. I could drive there. So those are the kind of things that I'm running into. But there is a good new, it's a homeowner meeting. All the Palisades people are going to get together. So I'll go to that. And that's where I could get actual, where are you now? What can I do? And give the glutathione out.
Oh,
But
very good. Yeah.
it's like a war zone.
Yeah.
Really bad. Plus now the beaches are all closed because the runoff from the Palisades went into the ocean, and the ocean is black, and that's all the way to Venice, to the marina. So it's really a long beach area that people that normally would go, they're like running out of the area, not to it now.
Yeah. Thanks for that update, Michelle. And the energy enhancer too. So glutathione energy enhancer is good for the lungs.
Yeah, and I
Okay.
have that. I will get them to the people. Also, I did know
Fantastic.
one other thing that they usually had, and it was sad. On Sunday, I went to a market, a farmer's market, which was never large. It was just one block right where I live near the airport. And I all of a sudden we see it's three blocks of this huge farmer's market because Malibu and Palisades and all those places by can't really do anything anymore. So they're moving to another area. So that was interesting too, because I was talking to the people that were from far away. They weren't from the local. So it's a disorientation of the area. Is there anyone else in my area that is doing LifeWave? Because I don't really know anybody.
Jen, you're muted.
Are there any
Is
other?
Denise, what area are you in? This is Tracy Joe. Hi.
Over, let's say, Marina Del Rey, Culver City, Santa Monica. My old. I'm
I'm in Redlands, California.
Oh, I
So
see
close to
you.
Loma Linda University, in between Palm Springs and LA.
Okay, well, that's a little further. So I was just looking on the other side of the hill or in Santa Monica, but it's okay for me. I'll just reroute myself out there. But it's a war zone. It really is.
Yeah, unfortunately, probably going to be that way for a long time.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so I'm speaking from experience, and what we've seen in North Carolina and Lahaina, just unfortunately, it's the same situation where you're at.
Yeah. Thank you so much for letting me
Yeah,
talk.
thanks for sharing, Michelle,
Those
and
are
thanks for the update,
okay.
Carrie.
All right, can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Well, I've been talking to I have a dear couple of mine. They're in their I don't know, probably I think the wife is in her 50s and I think her husband's almost 70. So her husband has dealt with high blood pressure for years and he's been on blood pressure medicine. So I talked to them and they've been on X39. Well, he has X39 for 3 months now. And I checked with him 10 days after he started, just because I know sometimes you can notice, a change right away and still nothing. But I said, well, stay encouraged, because I had already warned them, it's going to take a while maybe. And so I checked with them, I was thinking it was last week. And this is what she said. So he's been on them for 3 months. She says, we're doing well. Randy's blood pressure is going down from 180 to 140
Ooh.
to 100
Wow.
to 80.
Oh my God.
I just want to cry there. I was like, oh my goodness, it was amazing. And then she said, I'm reading the text, and she said he takes meds too, but when he was just taking the meds, the BP did not go down like this. So that's really incredible. Wow, praise God. So that was neat. And then I've got a share about myself. I've been on the well, I'm 50, so I'm on month six. So I've been noticing some wonderful things. Good, my skin, better rest, better focus. But one thing I've really dealt with since I was actually a little girl is severe constipation. I'll be like really severe. Sometimes maybe I wouldn't go for 1 to 3 weeks, and then, but it's kind of like a genetic thing. And a lot of people on my maternal grandfather's side have had their gallbladder out, and I was actually scheduled to have mine out like 2 years ago, but I'm like, oh, God gave me that organ for a reason. I'm like, oh, because I've been doing naturopath for a long time. So I talked to my naturopath doctor. He's like, hey, let's just change some things up, switch things up. And I got a little relief, but not really. And so then I would say it was about 2 months after I started taking them, I noticed a good, things turning around. And I would say this last month, it has been amazing. Like every morning, here I go, and no strain, just a very healthy. And that for me is a total miracle, because I know life and death, begin in the gut, and that's so important. Because I know one neat thing I just heard on the couple of the other calls is that your body knows what it needs, and then it's going to do your gut, your heart, and your brain, because those keep you alive. So I'm very encouraged that that is so, because I've struggled with gaining weight and I still do, but I am thinking, my body will be able to absorb and do what it's supposed to do. So I'm very encouraged. So that's my share. Thank you.
Awesome, Carrie. So, what patches do you use?
I actually started right off the bat with the X39, X49, and Eon, just because I was like, hey, because I knew what they could do. I'm like, I'm not messing around. I gotta make it for lost time. I got a lot going on. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. So I don't know which one, obviously the X39 is good, but yeah, and the inflammation I'm learning about the whole, it's what it does and it blocks your energy, and then that's what causes pain, and that's the so yep, I want to just do it all because I need to be well quick. I got things to
That's
do.
right. Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Brad.
Brad.
Hey, all
Hey.
right. Wonderful to see everybody this fine evening. I'm a little disappointed we're not the 51st state based on a couple hours ago's announcement. So, oh man, President Trump, you had our letter. Anyway, just came in here because these patches have been a life changer in every way for myself, my partner, and my loved ones. My healing miracle story, since we're on Monday Healing Miracles, I think the most requested one I receive, and Dr. Kathy Wong is here in the chat, I see her too, is about healing my molar. And so December 24th, for those who don't know, Christmas Eve day, right? I'm down in South America, and the night before I chewed on some wings, went a little bit too hardcore, and almost lost my molar. So overnight, severe pain, infection, all that kind of stuff, texted the team, and I'm down in South America. I have nowhere to go for a number of months. Dentists are closed. The only thing you could do is go to a hospital. And so the team came back. We said, just what all the patches you have, throw it on there. So between that and a little bit of stuff that I switched a couple times during the day, like colloidal silver and whatnot, 8 weeks later to the day, not only did I go from nearly having the tooth fall out and all the infection and all the deep pain, right, was impacted at the root. It was fine. I was eating hamburger again. And then, as everybody, if they've heard the story before, it's actually still pretty phenomenal. 8 weeks later, I'm sitting with Michael and Tracy, Joe, Jaco at dinner in Cancun, and we're just having meat after meat after meat at the Brazil or Argentinian restaurant. So, all from the patches. And if anybody wants to know, the protocol was I had all the patches, so I slapped them all on the left side of my face over the molar. Slept at night, 12 hours on, because I was doing shows through the day, and it worked. And it was amazing. And here we are. So I encourage everybody to give it a shot, right? You've got nothing to lose whatsoever with this company and this team, and so much to gain, more than you think you have once you get with this team. It's an incredible family. So thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
Oh, you too.
Philip
Thanks a
McCann.
lot. And I see
Thanks.
Jay up there giving the thumbs up. Jay went through the same stuff and has shared that same information about
Nice.
his teeth too, Brad. Yep. Thanks.
Yeah, good stuff, Jay.
Kathy.
Hey, everybody. Can't wait to see y'all at boot camp this weekend.
Yeah.
I have a new brand partner, and it took her about 7 months to decide. She decided that she wanted to get on it. Her mother just recently passed from a disease that you can end up losing your legs and your feet and stuff like that, and kind of runs in the family. And then her daughter has a lot of problems with trauma from when she was little, so it affects her gut a lot, and she misses a lot of school. So, taking her about 7 months to decide what she wanted to do, and finally she just jumped in and said, "I'm going to do it." So she's been on it a week ago today, and I texted her last night and said, "So how's it going?" I first 2 days I talked to her. The mother had some detox. She said, "I feel like I'm nauseous," and I'm like, "Drink water, drink water." And she said within 2 days it passed and she didn't have it anymore. She's doing the X39 and the Eon for both of them. She thought it would be a little calming for her daughter and for herself because she's kind of on the nervous side. But she told me last night that I can't believe I waited this long. She said, "It's doing wonderful for me," but she said, "My daughter put it on every morning and every night. when she went to bed. She did the Eon at night and the X39 during the day. She didn't miss one day of school last week and had no problems with her gut whatsoever. And she said that's the first time in years. So she's expecting great things down the road. And I told her, keep patching. It's only going to get better. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
Jay.
That is really ironic. Brother Brad was talking about his molar. That was going to be one of my shares. He stole it from me. Okay. My right molar, about midpoint to the back yesterday, was obsessed. It was bleeding. It was horrible. It was killing me. I got a headache. So I went the wallpapering, and I slapped a glutathione, Y-on, carnosine on my forehead with a Alavita and a sleepy night. And I didn't only sleep like a baby with a dry diaper. I slept 8 hours. I couldn't believe it. I got up this morning finally. My inflammation's gone. There's no bleeding in my gum. Swelling, pain. Gone, zero, zilch, bye, see ya. So that's my share.
Wow, that's a good one. All right, the teeth can benefit. Thanks, guys. Patty.
Wait, can I say something? I've had my hand up four times and it keeps going down, and I don't understand why, but we are not lowering people's hands. But can I just share, please? I had two things that I wanted to share. And that is, the first one, today on Robin's Miracle Time, Robin and Gregory have at 11, one of the people called in and said that they took the sleep patch, and this woman had never, she could never sleep, and she really, really had insomnia, and the one sleep patch didn't work. So she took five and put them on every location that they say you can put the sleep patch on, slept like a baby. And somebody else that's also very high up on our team did the same thing and slept like a baby. So that was the first one, because we were talking earlier about sleeping.
Backing.
And then,
yeah.
And so I don't know. I'll have to pull it out and see. But I sleep with just one. But the other thing I wanted to share is I had someone over here who has a really bad knee. It's going to have surgery soon. And so I said, oh, well, we could do stacking, you know? So I put, I learned from Annabelle now, though. I put the X39 on. Does it feel better? And he walked around the room. Nope. So I put another one on. And then I put another one on. I didn't wait 10 minutes. I didn't wait an hour. I just learned tonight. So I wanted to share with the group that we need to wait longer from what you said, Dr. Annabelle. And, you know, whatever my daughter's friend does, she'll do, he'll do. But anyway, that was my share.
Very good. Thank you. Patty.
Oh, hi. How are you? So I have a real quick share. I had a friend playing pickleball, and she pulled something, some tendon in her leg. And so immediately she had to sit down right in the middle of the game. So we put Eon on right away. She had actually had 39 on. And then we got the idea just to put the 39 and the Eon right on where the injury was. So she did that for 2 days. Everyone's telling her, oh, you're going to be down for 2 weeks, 2 days. The next day, I saw her 2 days later. She's on her tippy toes. Look, I can do this. So it was a miracle for her. So I had to do that quick share. And I want to say aloha to Katrina, because I'm here. I'm going to see you Friday.
Bye. Sweet. Enjoy that trip. That's going to be cool.
Thank you. Yeah. So, and I got to say, you could do this business anywhere in the world. Love it.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Maddie.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Ed.
There we go. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, I got two things. It's funny you're talking about teeth. Yeah, no, I had mad pain. I had two teeth yanked, and It's really I'm still trying to get used to it because it's like a big huge gap gone, and it was just two teeth top and bottom, but in the back completely different though, talking and stuff like that. But man, my face was after they yanked them and everything, and I slapped two patches underneath my neck, and X39 and ice passed right out. Next day I felt 10 times better. My dog tore something in his knee. I mean, so I slapped some patches on him. He's been laying around. A couple of days later, he's like back to normal. Friend comes over, riles him up. He rips it again. I patch him up again. Take him to the vet. See what's wrong with him. Come to find out he has a very enlarged prostate. So I had to get him neutered. Slap some patches on him, and gonna be taking him back to the vet within a week, and we're gonna see how he's doing. But the patches are amazing. I mean, they're just totally amazing. I've been taking them now well over a year. I wake up in the morning, I do my push-ups, I do 12, 14 hours a day, and I come home. I mean, it's amazing. If I'm really tired, I'll slap on energy. And I learned you got the brown ones and you got the white ones. With the energy, one's left and one's right. Like when you put them on, am I correct?
That's correct. Yep.
And it's good to see you. And you're an animal with those podcasts. I mean, you really are. And
Brother.
they Trump did some major stuff out here with in North Carolina, which was awesome.
That's
A
good to
lot of
hear.
people, yeah, no, a lot of people are I pray for them all the time.
Good man.
But a lot of people are, these women and children and men aren't intense getting attacked by bears if they have food and stuff. You
No.
know, they actually they're living where FEMA used to live.
Wow.
I think it's awesome. Yeah, because they seized everything. They took everything from them. FEMA's gone. Gone. Bye-bye.
Wow.
So
Good.
that's
Good
great.
reveal. Good
Yes.
reveal, Ed. Thank you.
It's awesome.
Very nice. Very nice. I love it. Suzanne.
Thank you, Ed.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Just real quick in in our book here. Know
Batch
that.
manual.
Right, really good about the coughing. Another option is the glutathione here in the notch, and then Eon, kind of like in the bottom of the sternum. So just for another option for
Okay.
people. So there's that. And then my neck situation took about like at least 2 weeks, probably even three, and all cleared up. And at the very end of all of this happening, I went through like this kaleidoscope of past emotions. Like PTSD, like I'm sure many, many people have. And it was just really I knew it was part of the healing process. And I do the X39 49 always during the day. And then at night, when that neck pain was really bad, I would do the ice wave, I would do Eon and glutathione and carnosine, like for the whole night. And like I said, towards like the last week, there was this whole kaleidoscope of all past memories and just blessing and forgiveness and all that kind of thing. And it just so much lighter, like calmer and just really nice. Just really feel like a whole burden, like shouldering that whole thing, how we talk. And this like much, much lighter and calmer. So yay. So that's good.
Hey, good job.
Yeah. So
Good
there.
to hear. Thank you. Good share. So anybody, we got a little few more minutes left. Anybody was kind of like holding back, wanna jump in there and share something? Frederick? And Dr. Annabelle,
I was holding back.
Karen.
I know you always do. You're always like come off the top ropes at the end.
I was holding back because I like to listen to everybody else to see what new has happened for them.
Exactly.
And so I went to the doctor to I had to get a new primary doctor, and he took my blood pressure, and it was perfect. and I was always on the high side. But the real amazing thing was long-term use of the patches. And he asked me what prescriptions I was on, and I told him I'm on no prescriptions. And that amazed the intake nurse and the doctor that I'm 62 and I'm on no prescriptions. And so he gave me the usual test to go and take, which I'm going to use the blood tests and let's see what comes back there. But I just wanted to share that blood pressure. So total results now, severe gut inflammation gone, a knee replacement, not needed to have a knee replacement. At one time, I had water on the ears all the time if I was to go swimming, and it would be 3 or 4 days before my ears were right. That doesn't even happen anymore when I go in the water. And now the blood pressure. So also, I used to have like palpitations in my heart. I didn't even remember I had those. And then I thought about it the other day, and I'm like, that hasn't happened in like a year to where I felt the palpitations. So just long term, the patches, I think I'm going to get rid of my doctor's new health plan, LifeWave.
There you go. Good job. Thanks for the share.
Thank you.
Carrie.
Okay, real quick, since we're on the everybody being sick thing, my parents were caught whatever was going around last week, and so they had the whole, headache and the real bad coughing and all the junk. And my mom was having a hard time breathing because that phlegm gets so thick, So I took them over. I took 8-glutathione over, so each of them would have one for 4 days just to see if it worked. And so she put one on around 8:30 at night and went to bed. And about an hour later, she like woke up and she was like had this urge to just expel this huge ball of phlegm. Boop, out it came, and she was like, "Wow!" I'm like, "Well, I can't promise it was from the patch, but I wouldn't be surprised." So that was pretty cool. So yeah, she's getting
Wow.
better. That's all. Thanks.
That's a good one. Thanks, Gary. Robert.
Yes, thank you. I want to thank you for this great meeting and the love that everyone has. And also, Fred and I are friends, and he texts me, says, get on that Connie Zoom on Sunday night, the doctor talk. And I highly recommend that. It's what, 7:30 Eastern time? And to get on it, it's just you go to your website browser, ConnieZoom.com. Kind of unusual, but then you just get in on the show. I think they had 800 people or something like that. But one of the doctors said, remember that what you're going through with these patches, and I've been a year and a half now, thank God, that it tells your body you're younger. And he was saying, 40, 30, and that's what your body is being told. And it says, okay, fine. And it makes repair and you go along. Well, I had exercised hard all my life, kind of like you did, not as much and as hard as you did, but still it was hard to get those injuries to be repaired. Well, the patches do work, but then the doctor, when he said that, I realized, my mind is saying I'm 71. I have to tell my body, okay, work with these patches. Yes, you can. Si se puede, I can swim a mile. I can backpack. I can hike in the mountains. I can, well, you can imagine. So, thank you very much. It is life enhancing. Can't wait to get the powder and the water. So keep us informed. What is the scoop on the powder right now? Thank you.
Sellergize, I guess it's going to come out soon, I hope. I don't know. We'll see. I guess it sold out very quick. That's always good when you got products, but it's kind of a bummer when people would like to try it. So I guess they're going to like ramp up the production of it. And I see they're already advertising the evening. I don't know if they'll come out together, but we'll definitely get the morning. I've been using a morning for over a week now, and I it definitely is it's better. Everything's better because what it's doing is really giving you all of the supplements that makes the patches work better, and gets the telomeres going and all kind of crazy stuff. But when we had that one meeting with David and all the other people, they talked about the different things. I'm probably going to do a show about all the different ones when it comes out. Maybe even get David to come back on and do that. But it's pretty impressive. You guys are going to like it.
Okay, we're just got to watch. You're like Benjamin Button, you know, if you start having little boy's voice, you know, and look like you're 8 years old, we're gonna, you know, wait a minute, maybe take half as much, but congratulations.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it could happen. I'm good with that. I don't want to go to the baby stage, but I wouldn't mind going a lot younger, so it's good. All right, guys, we're at 7:30, so we're gonna like make a call, and thanks to everyone that came in and shared to this evening. It's always stunning, always amazing. All the miracles, all the shares. So thank you, everyone that does that. This is looked at by, you know, tens of thousands of people, you know, and so we appreciate you guys coming in and sharing. It's a beautiful thing. All right, if you want to like unmute and say good night and lots of love to you guys, and we'll see you
Thank
guys.
you.
Good night.
Thank you, my
Thank
book.
you.
Thank
you.
Good
night.
Good
night, everyone.
Bye
bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye, everybody.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey. Hi, Nicole and Jim.
Bye.
They just jumped in, Michael, at the last.
Good night, guys.
Night.